Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Okay, put that cell phone down right now. You're not practicing safe phone. We're going to be talking about how to stay safe with your devices with our go-to guru in all things safe techs, and that's David Sparks. David is an Orange County, California business attorney. Well, bag that stuff. He's a geek, and that's all we care about. He's a very famous national podcaster, blogger, and author of all kinds of books and guidebooks on the best tools, hardware, and workflows for using especially Apple products. All right, so David, welcome to Her Radio. We have all these women out there who are doing all the wrong things with their devices. They're not being safe with their devices. So let's talk about several safety items that I think you've noted are very important for women to know about. How about enable password fingerprint encryption?
Yeah, it's something, and first of all, thanks for having me on the show, Dr. Peek. It's really kind of exciting for me to be your resident nerd. But something people should think about is all the information they keep on their phones. I mean, you've got pictures of your family, you've got the email between you and your coworkers, you've got probably logins for your bank. There's just a ton of information on your cell phone, and if somebody gets a hold of it and just can get into it, they can cause a lot of damage to you. One of the war stories I recently heard was someone's phone got stolen and they had all their pictures saved on a cloud sharing service, and the bad guy deleted all the pictures. So the pictures not only got deleted from the phone, they got deleted from the cloud and they got deleted from the computer. It was just terrible. So all these phones today, whether you're on Android or on iPhone, have built-in auto locking features. Sometimes it's a code you have to type in. With the iPhone, most of the modern iPhones now, you can have a fingerprint sensor where it just registers your fingerprint. And a lot of people, a surprising number of people, don't enable that. And if you just take that one simple step of enabling password protection to your phone, you are going to keep out a lot of the trouble. It's not that difficult.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I have the fingerprint, which, you know, to me is the easiest thing. And I feel like, you know, like I'm so Star Trek-y when I just sort of, you know, stick my thumb there and the damn thing opens up. And then, you know, also enable the password as well. And I just absolutely love that. And it's such a no-brainer thing to do. So I really encourage everyone out there to listen to what David just said. So important. Please enable password fingerprint encryption. All right. Now, number two, how about set up two-factor authentication with all key devices? What the heck is two-factor authentication?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to get nerdy for a minute here, but trust me, this is worth
the journey. Oh, boy, here we go.
The way someone can hack your account is they can get your name and your password. And unfortunately, a lot of people use the same password across different services. It's easy because you remember it in your head. But the problem is if somebody hacks your password at one service, then they have your email and your password address to get into any other service. And that's not good. So using different passwords would be great. And that'd probably be another discussion for another day. But two-factor authentication is a service that a lot of these key companies like Google and Apple have implemented. And what it means is if someone dials in with your password and your account number, your account name, that's not enough. They also send a secret code to your cell phone number. So that's the two-factor authentication. They've got your password, and then they've also got the secret code that gets sent to your cell phone number. So if somebody in Russia figures out your email and your password, they can't get into your account because that secret code is going to be get sent to your cell phone, which they don't have. So the two-factor authentication
is basically... Well, how do you set it up? Who sets it up, David?
Yeah, it depends on the service, but like if you're using iCloud with Apple, if you're using Google with Gmail, if you're using Twitter, Dropbox, I believe even Facebook is starting to add it. No matter what service you've got, I would just get online in Google, two-factor authentication Google, two-factor authentication iCloud, and it'll take you through a walkthrough. I mean, it would take longer than I can show here, but the point is wonderful. Yeah, and it takes a few minutes. Now you're going to give up 5 minutes of your life to set this up. But if you do that, you are so much more secure than the other people out there, because they aren't going to get your account information with just your account name and password anymore.
I love it. You know what? Literally, you have a double filter here, which is really, you know, It's a double safety wall. And that's so terribly important because, you know, I think we all watch the news and we hear these horror stories of people getting hacked through and then their identification and their checkbook. Oh, the whole thing just goes to heck. So this makes me feel more secure. So I hope everyone out there in her radio land can hear you loud and clear. Two-factor authentication. All right, number three, be aware of photograph GPS data. What does that mean?
Well, you know, one of the nice things about these phones is that they have maps in them and they have the ability to help you get places and they always know where you're at. And something that they do is every time you take a picture with your phone is they apply GPS data to it. And this is really great because when you get back from Hawaii, you can look at a map and it shows Hawaii and it has all the pictures you took in Hawaii in it. I think overall, this is really a great service. The problem is when you combine it with social media. And, you know, for security reasons, you don't necessarily want people to know where you live or where you are at the moment. And when you post a picture to Facebook or Twitter that you've taken on your phone, a lot of times it's going to have that GPS data attached to it. So if you don't want that, if you don't want to put it, like, if, for instance, I like to garden, and occasionally I take a picture of something from the garden. If I post that to Twitter, then someone can go ahead and pull that picture off Twitter and they can put it in an application that looks at what they call EXIF data, which is the fancy word for the GPS information in your photo, and they can find out where I live. I'm not sure I want everybody knowing where I live. So you want to take the data out of that. Now, whether you're on Android or iPhone, if you search the App Store for EXIF, there are several apps in there that will actually remove that data from you. One of my favorites on the iPhone is an app called View EXIF, and it allows you to very easily remove the global positioning system data from your photos. So whenever you're taking a picture you're going to share on social media and you don't want to tell people exactly where you're at, it's a safety thing. Get one of these apps. They're usually under $5, usually more like 99 cents, and it will solve that problem for you.
Oh, I love it. This is so helpful. I can't even stand it. You know, if you have specific questions, I want you to be able to go to David Spark's websites, and that's Mac, M-A-C, Sparky, Sparky.com or MacPowerUsers.com. Tell us a little bit about your blog, actually your podcast that you normally do, so people can also tune into that too.
Sure. I do a weekly podcast with my pal, Katie Floyd, it's called Mac Power Users. And we talk about all of the various Apple technologies, and we really dive deep. Like, we did a 2-hour show on how to get better at email, as an example. And we talk about security issues all the time. We've been doing the show since 2009. We've got over 300 episodes, so you can go and just kind of shop through and look for anything that looks interesting to you.
Well, this is wonderful. And also, you also write for Macworld magazine, where you speak about technology as well. So there's all kinds of great things you can learn here. And of course, you have now been dubbed our resident geek and a guru, whether you like it or not, David, you're in. Thank you so much for being on her radio, David Sparks, who is our resident geek, telling us how to stay safe with your devices. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And oh boy, you better be staying well.